Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Halliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome back to another episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. I'm your host, Black Trey, a.k.a. Black Jesus, a.k.a. Big Cap. And today, as always, we got Big Jerv. We got Jason Madison, a.k.a. J Skills. Jason, what is your favorite of all time in 50 years best out hip-hop album of all time for you?
So, are we going favorite or...
Your personal favorite. Not public opinion. That's a lot. It's a hard-ass question, by the way. Yeah, this question could change by Monday.
That's what I'm saying. The answers, it depends on the day, like, a lot of times. But I would say,
73 to 2023. Think about it.
No, it's only a lot
of shit that came out.
I sent y'all the list. Let me see if it's at the top of the chat. Okay, so because I want to get a list of where I'm picking from. Because I'm not, like, it could be any of these, bro. Honestly, like, Life After Death. Life After Death gets special recognition, as does All Eyes on Me for being, like, amazing double albums. You know what I'm saying? Like, they went in 26 songs or whatever the fuck. Like, both of them niggas. What's up, Jerv?
Don't mind me, bro. I was just cleaning my glasses, but look, okay. I don't want no problems, dog. Listen, man.
Niggas might not. I know a lot of niggas feel a certain way about Tupac's rapping ability and so on and so forth. You know, I get it, but I feel like Tupac made a lot of great songs. So when I'm listening to an album, I want to hear a good song after good song after good song. And the nigga gave me that. You know what I'm saying? Whether the nigga was the lyrical miracle or not, you know, that's a debate for another time.
Whoa, my brother.
I'm just saying.
We are not going to have this type of beef when hip hop just turned 50.
It's
love over here, brother.
Okay.
Listen, if you want to put All Eyes on Me up there is your favorite album of all time.
That's okay.
That's right.
Because there's no correct answer, by the way.
But I will say I got to give credit for two other entries because I got a whole list, but I don't put those other ones on this level.
Oh, this nigga cheating.
Look at it. Jason, I just asked one answer, bro.
2001 is the best produced album of all time. I think any genre.
So, is that your answer, 2001? Because I feel like you about to name all, like, the greatest albums ever,
yeah, this
bro.
Nigga about to go take, like, nine motherfucking other albums.
Mount Rushmore only got four people, bro. Now you can't put eight up there, yo.
I'm going to put the fourth, Be Reasonable Doubt.
All right. There's the four
I choose from.
I mean, you just want one album, correct? Like, that's what I'm supposed to give you, one album. I mean, there's a million albums that I fool with, right? Like, but if you're telling me my favorite album, it's probably the Black Album. That's probably my favorite album, because it's just a lot that goes with it. Like, I mean, the tour with us with that at that time, so allegedly being his last album, him being my favorite rapper all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, I felt like that was when I watched him go from the dude that used to just stand there on stage going like this to, like, the dude that actually walks back and forth now on stage. Like, he's not jumping up and down like yay or no shit like that. But, like, he's you can see the progression. So it's the Black Album, because I just feel like that album itself was made to go on tour. Like, that album was made for arenas and shit. Like, when Ye, Just Blaze, and all them niggas made the beats and shit for that album, like, I felt like they imagined the shit being played in arenas and shit. So I probably say the Black Album for me.
Juju, who you got?
Brother, I'm a WNBA purist, I'm a hip-hop purist. I cannot form my lips to even say one album right now. That's just not even possible, because every day is a different day. But call me the names, tar and feather me. I can't do it, because I got too many favorite. It's too much. So I can't even. I do like how you said Reasonable Doubt. I do like how you said the Black Album. I'm more along, sorry, the lines of leaning towards Jay-Z's catalog, but I don't even have a favorite. I can't even say a favorite Jay-Z album, because they all meant so much to me in them different times. So I don't know.
Bro, so I was playing right Squeeze first.
You don't even have an estimated guess
of the best album of all time
for your personal favorite, the one that you, if you had to recommend somebody, Juju, an album, you say, yo, you gotta hear this. And it's the one you pull out your chamber. It's the one bullet in the gun. Who are you getting?
Shit, pretty Ricky and the Mavericks, bro. That shit go crazy, bro.
Okay.
5 a.m. But that ain't, we ain't talking about hip hop. That's R&B.
All right, how about this? Aliens come down Earth and they say, listen to Juju, this shit. We trying to hear some music, but you got to give us just one album. Like, what we want to hear rap. What's the best rap album you can let us listen to real quick?
Damn, bro. That's what I'm saying. It's too much. I got, as much as I want to say,
humanity's on the line, though, bro. Aliens are accepting .. bro. Yeah. Aliens just want you to give them 21 tracks.
Yeah.
ET said, yo, though, we riding out.
The best album, go to this in the Young LA, Offset, Shawty, Final Answer.
Okay. Okay.
For the aliens, hey, for the aliens, hey, we finna go crazy. Yeah. 36, 28, whoa, man, bro.
Yeah.
We're going that way. We're for the aliens. You feel me? We're going to turn them up.
For me, I'm going to say Notorious B.I.G., Life After Death.
Wow.
Just from front to back, man, that's the album that just made me fall in love with lyricism. Go ahead, Jerv.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time.
You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order. Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodles is like,
ah, whatever. Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance.
Juju, you are not from the West Coast, correct?
Nah, not at all. From the country.
Right. You're from the country. Okay, got you. So we got two Cali niggas on the call. We got a country nigga and a Philly nigga. Okay. Three out of the four individuals on this podcast have all selected East Coast music as the album, but yet when the East Coast individuals get up here and talk that East Coast said talk, we are given such backlash as if we don't respect the West. And it's like, well, damn, my nigga, the aliens came through and y'all niggas is out here listening to Life After Death and whatever Hove album. My nigga, Put All Eyes On Me or nothing wrong with that. Lethal Injection can be up there, my nigga. Like, y'all niggas, oh no, but, you just said, you said 2000. No, you gave me asking for 2001. But listen, you like 16 albums. I don't even
okay, count. But listen, this is what happened in the West Coast, Jerv, and this is why the East Coast kind of reigns supreme, I feel. Like, we want to get into some geographical shit.
No, the West, no,
no. But let me explain. No, let me explain.
Not on Hip Hop's 50th. No, that's no, not I'm what just we're saying. Doing.
The West Coast niggas were divided. So what happened was the niggas
East Coast
who
niggas weren't divided.
Not the producers and the rappers. The rappers were divided, but the okay. But Dr. Dre, nigga, was with Suge Knight, Death Row Records. You know, we know about the fall now with Ice Cube. So when he first started making beats, before he elevated to the super god that he is, he had Ice Cube with him. But when Ice Cube got better and Dre got better, they was on different sides of the equation. So you can't, there's not really an album. Obviously, Doggy Style is kind of like the best of everything when niggas was all together. Yeah. But that album is great, but it's not on the same lyrical tier if we're going for best as what Jay-Z and what Biggie was doing. So that's the only thing.
You just made me change my answer. Is you might be telling my answer. No, my answer now is Shout It Low, I'm the Man, Volume 2. That's the album for the aliens.
For that. Shout It Low, okay.
But you feel what I'm saying, Jerv? Like, niggas, if niggas was rapping on Dre beats on 2001, instead of having 15 niggas on that album and it being more cohesive of, like, one nigga rapping on these beats who's a great rapper, then, yeah, that would have been the best album. But it's too much of a collaboration to say it's, like, the most definitive best shit. That's
all I'm going to say is, my nigga, there's no right answer. Niggas going to like what they like at the end of the day. I'm not fighting it. All I'm saying, this is that. I'm not being biased either. I always just go with the right answer. You feel me? I'm not trying to be like, again, even though DJ Quick my goal, but I'm just saying,
DJ Quick. You can't say that, Trey, because it's you picking your favorite. So you can't just pick the one that's the right answer, because even like Jerv saying, DJ Quick, nigga, I could say Rhythmalism, nigga, and not be wrong.
And not be wrong. But I'm just saying, to me.
Yeah. I expected you all to say that.
You expect. But I put it in the chat. I had already.
No. So when y'all do your favorite,
I said my second was Me Against the World.
No, I got you, bro. I hear you. What I'm saying to you is that I really expected for you, because I know that's your GOAT. I definitely expected you to have a Quick album up there. You know what I mean?
I mean, look, I love the album personally, but I'm just saying, like, Biggie, the Life After Death has a specific. I was 11 years old, bro. Like.
Oh, it's a masterpiece.
I listen to that shit to this day and still get that same type of memory from me. DJ Quick shit is just like, it's the crib. So like,
but
you know, Trey, I'm biased. That's my biased choice.
Your actual goal is Kendrick. So why didn't you say a Kendrick album?
I don't know. I don't know.
I would have accepted Good Kid, Mad City as an
answer.
But
that's the thing. But Good Kid's not like my favorite of his shit. You know what
Section
I'm saying?
Section
80? To Pimp a Butterfly. I like to Pimp a Butterfly.
So you don't think Pimp a Butterfly is better than Life After Death?
No.
I know another one because
it's two different. It's two different messaging. CD. It's two different messaging though. You know what I'm saying?
He like, said what Juju?
That one Future CD, Monster. That motherfucker went crazy.
Oh, Monster! Yeah, Monster.
Monster, great. That's a classic.
That shit go crazy.
Yeah, that might actually be. I might have to change my answer to Monster.
Do y'all fuck with A Boogie with the hoodie? Y'all too? Jason and Juju?
I never listened to none of his music. So
I respect that answer, Juju. Okay, I'm sorry, that was random as fuck, but I just thought about that shit because that was
he was honored as a Bronx legend, and Jerv felt a little ruffled about it.
I just didn't understand why he was performing in the middle of his set was in between.
It was a Bronx set.
You know, I hear you, but like I felt like he should have been the one to start.
He really wasn't feeling
why
he was in there with Fat Joe and the others. You know what I mean?
Right. Did you see the Complex list where they had Ice Spice as the 50th?
Oh, they just had trying to get some reactions. I ain't even gonna acknowledge that.
Juju, did you see that?
Yeah, I seen that dumbass shit, but they look a whole bunch of jumpers out that list for it to even be taken serious.
Yeah.
What, 50? She was top 50, like, in the game or something?
No, top 50 New York rappers. She was number 50 of all time.
They just wildin'. All right, I think that's going to be it. Thank you again for listening to Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. We'll be back next week for Juju Gotti, Big Jerv, a.k.a. J Skills, Jason Madison, and Big Cap. That's it. Amin should be back if we find that nigga. If not, the show goes on.